You know, there's a lot of energy here as we pray together. A lot. We are lovers. That's why. In a state of fear, we can't be in a state of love. So don't be afraid, especially when you're here in this church. When you're happy, there is a large part of you who wants to stay happy. So be happy. I want to tell you a little story. Father Tom, when he first came to town years ago, he was down getting gas at the gas station here. And there was a young lad there waiting for his folks who were gassing up their car. And he asked him, he says, "Could you tell me the way to the post office?" And the young fellow said, "Yes, you go two blocks down this street here and turn south, and there it is right in the corner." And Father Tom said, "Thank you." And he said, "By the way, I'm the new pastor here at St. Mary's. You see that big red church up there? You come here on Sunday, and I'm going to show you the way to heaven." And the young fellow looks up at him and says, "Heaven? You don't even know where the post office is." Well, Father Tom is one of those treasures we talk about who's brought so many of us to the treasure of heaven. Here's another little story. An old lady in Scotland, she was so poor that the community had to support her, even though her son had come to Canada and become very wealthy. "Why doesn't John help his mother?" the neighbors often whispered. One day, a neighbor dropped in and suggested that her son would surely help her if he knew her need. Mother-like, she defended her son. "Oh, John is so thoughtful, but he needs all his money. He's a good boy. See, he writes me letters every week, the nicest of letters. And every letter he sends me a picture. They are strange pictures." "Did you save them?" asked the neighbor. "Oh, sure," replied the mother as she reached her Bible. "I save all his letters and put the pictures in the good book." Well, between the leaves of the Bible, the visitor found tens of thousands of Canadian dollars. All different colors. All nice pictures. More than enough to keep the old mother in comfort. She had a treasure, but she did not know it. Jesus just told us that the kingdom of heaven is like a hidden treasure which a man found in a field. He sold all that he had and bought that field. The treasure Jesus is talking about is our faith, which makes us members of the kingdom of heaven. The treasure is our faith in Christ, our belief that he is both God and man, and that he saved us on a cross, that he will take us to heaven, and if we are faithful to him. Like the unknowing mother in our story too, many of us do not realize what a treasure we have in the truths of Christ. All of us should be like the man in the parable, ready to sell all that we have and get that faith and keep that faith. Thank God, particularly, all of us have this faith. We are here today or we wouldn't be here. It was given to us with little or no effort on our part. But to keep that faith, to nourish and strengthen it, demands a sacrifice. In this very Mass, we offer God the bread and wine which is brought up from the midst to show that it comes from all of us. God turns that bread and wine into the body and blood of his Son and presents it to us in Holy Communion. What a small price for such a great treasure. And may Christ help us all renew our faith and renew our determination to live in faith in him at any cost. God bless you.